what are some of the biggest challenges you encountered during your marriage?
The biggest challenges that I've encountered is the not being equally yoked. That was mm-hmm. the most biggest challenge, because you got one person that is mm-hmm. trying to, you know, do the righteous thing and do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And then another person that is, you know, still trying to be of the world and just like completely into whatever their desires may be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I wasn't perfect either. You know what I mean? You know, I tread the line, sometimes too, but it was just all of that unhealthy imbalance and not being equal. That was just the biggest challenge. Like, you know, like if you ain't equal, like don't do it. Like
it won't work.
All you have to do is add it up, and if it mm-hmm. if it equals, then okay, then you got something going on. If you add it up and it's the math is not mathing, like you already know, you're like you Ours. Don't know, but I'm here to tell you
that you're short. You're running short of some change.
You're going to be in a deficit.
Shouted and shout.
Absolutely. You're going to be in a huge deficit.
That deficit. And
sometimes, luckily, you know, the deficit that I was in, I was able to navigate through. Mm-hmm. Some people don't ever reach that opportunity. You know, they may lose their mind. They may lose their life. They may lose out on opportunities. They may mm-hmm. lose out on blessings. They may you just may lose because you're just not equal, and then you're just in a deficit.
Yourself.
So you could lose yourself and yes. your faith, a ton of different things.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh.
So you just don't. Just I just wouldn't just add it all up. If the math is not mathing, you know, don't go to the altar. Do not take that imbalance to the altar.
You better go to the altar and pray.
For yourself, you know what I mean? As individuals,
go to the altar.
Go to the altar when the math, when it makes sense.
Ooh, wee. Amen.
Okay, so.
On a Sunday.
Right, on a Sunday. It's going down on a Sunday on Soulful Conversation. Be sure to like, subscribe, and to share to our YouTube channel. You can follow us on Patreon as well. Check out our website, soulful-conversation.com. Moving on to the next session, we want to know, how did your experience shape your understanding of yourself and your needs?
My experience, it was shaping myself was a whirlwind, because I'm still shaping myself from my experience mm-hmm. because I'm now in a new relationship mm-hmm. that is total opposite mm-hmm. and so I'm unlearning a lot of old ways of thinking and behaviors that I picked up in my previous marriage, so I'm still working through that experience
mm-hmm.
so but I have mm-hmm. more understanding, because I'm definitely self-aware of what I've been through
mm-hmm.
And I know where I want to be, and so I'm completely self-aware and I'm conscious about all that and I have a lot of understanding that just because you've been, you know, let down and disappointed and things didn't work out the way you wanted them to go, that doesn't mean that that's the, you know, the end for you.
Thank you for listening to Soulful Conversation. We hope you enjoyed tonight's Soulful Conversation. Be sure to stay connected with us during the week through our weekly podcasts on Spotify, our YouTube channel, Patreon, and social media. And don't forget to send in those soulful requests to be heard on the podcast at info@soulful-conversation.com.